Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Incomplete Book of Running by Peter Sagal. Read by the author with a guest appearance by Bill Curtis.
To my father, who woke me up and said, "Time to go." If you can't play sports, run. If you can't run, run long. Author unknown. If you're going through hell, keep going. Commonly and erroneously attributed to Winston Churchill. Preface. In the midpoint of life, I found myself lost in a dark place. So I tried to figure out exactly how many miles I had run to get there. There are obsessive runners who record every fraction of every mile in logbooks piled years high on their shelves, but I, a distracted, undisciplined person, who is lucky if he remembers to write down his name on a check, am not one of them. I've subscribed to various digital services in recent years that supposedly automatically upload all my mileage to websites for the exercise community. But no service will let me use my preferred login password, I forgot. So let's try some rough calculation. I started running at 15, and pretty soon I was obsessively traversing 7 miles of suburban pavement a day, more on the weekends, and I kept that up until the weight loss and hollowed look of my eyes began to freak everyone out, including myself, and then I backed off. So let's say about 2,000 miles from my high school career. I jogged sporadically in college when schoolwork or girls or depression about schoolwork and girls didn't get in the way, and they got in the way a lot. So let's just throw on 1,000 miles for my entire 4 years of higher education. My young adulthood was spent in L.A., where sometimes the air was so thick with smog, I could imagine seeing the atmospheric particulate matter I had sucked into my lungs coming back out of my nose like a French inhale. So I didn't run much in those 5 years. Then, like Kurt Russell, I escaped L.A. and lived out the last of my 20s in Minneapolis, where the air was cleaner but significantly colder, so my running was pretty limited there as well. Let's be conservative and say 1,000 miles for the whole decade, bringing us up to 4,000, and let's do the same for my 30s, the years in which I became a parent and got a real job, and discovered that telling the mother of my young children that while I completely understood how tired and worn out she was after caring for them all day while I was in the office, I still needed to get a few miles in to improve my mood, did not do much for hers. Let's say another 1,000 for that busy yet indolent decade. As I approached age 40, my guesstimate at my lifelong running odometer stands at 5,000 miles. And then something changed. A change as significant as any other in my life, and perhaps more. Becoming a husband, father, radio host, they all changed my circumstances, significantly and for the better, at least most of the time. But becoming a serious runner at the age of 40, as a way to forestall the mortality that seemed to be, and of course was, closer than it had ever been, changed who and what I am, physically, emotionally, mentally. I went from being a person who ran to being a runner. How many miles in the 13 years since then? 14 marathons, that's 365 miles right there, plus countless half marathons and 10-mile races and 10Ks, and even the occasional 5K, plus miles and miles and miles of training for those races, or doing recovery runs from those races, or just getting out for a run because sitting in the house or office for 1 second more seemed unbearable. I have run every single street in my suburb west of Chicago 1,000 times, so much so that if somebody remodels their porch, I notice it. Chicago's Lakefront Trail is a strip of mixed-use recreational pavement that runs for 18 miles, sandwiched between Lakeshore Drive and its namesake, Lake Michigan, and I have run every mile of it so many times that each step of each repetition brings back a specific memory. Here's the stretch where I ran that frozen half marathon in January 2013,